This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 74 people, wounding over 150 others. The bombing caused the roof to collapse and most of the casualties were police. It was not clear how the bomber was able to slip into the walled compound, located in a high security zone with other government buildings. Commander for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility, but hours later, a spokesperson for the group distanced itself from the attack.
To Ukraine.
No.
As President Joe Biden returned to the White House, he made clear he would not be sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Ukraine's defense minister last week said he will now push for Western fourth-generation fighter planes, such as the U.S. F-16. After securing supplies of battle tanks, Biden on Monday also said he will visit Poland but does not know when, after reports suggested he is considering a trip to Europe. The IMF has upgraded its outlook for the global economy in 2023.
The outlook for the global economy is growing slightly brighter as China eases its zero COVID policies, and the world shows surprising resilience in the face of high inflation, elevated interest rates, and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. That's the view of the International Monetary Fund, which now expects the world economy to grow 2.9% this year. That forecast is better than the 2.7% expansion for the year that the IMF predicted back in October, although that's still down from the estimated 3.4% growth for last year. The IMF foresees inflation easing this year as a result of aggressive interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve and other major